Why does modern life feel so heavy? It seems the more we plan, control, and push ourselves, the more life pushes back. We create endless to-do lists, set rigid goals, and chase after perfect outcomes. Yet instead of peace, we find ourselves anxious, restless, and exhausted. Our minds are always racing ahead, worrying about what might go wrong, obsessing over details, trying to bend reality into our will. It's as if the harder we try to hold on to life, the more it slips through our fingers. And this weight, the constant pressure to manage everything, is one of the great silent burdens of our time. We're told that if we just try harder, organize better, or optimize every aspect of our lives, then finally we'll feel in control. But the truth is, no matter how much we plan, there are forces far beyond our grasp. The future remains unpredictable, and life never unfolds exactly as we demand. Taoism offers a different path. Born in ancient China during a period of political turmoil and existential doubt, Taoism emerged as a quiet rebellion against the relentless drive to dominate and control. While the world around it was full of warlords, rigid rulers, and endless struggle for power, Taoism whispered a radically different message. Stop fighting with life, flow with it instead. At its heart, Taoism is not a system of rigid rules or commandments. It is an invitation to live in harmony with the rhythms of the universe. Rather than treating life as a battlefield, it suggests treating it like a river, unpredictable, powerful, and yet ultimately carrying us forward if we learn how to move with it instead of against it. The word Tao itself is often translated as the way. Not a way invented by humans, but the natural way of existence, the hidden current beneath everything. It is the order of the cosmos, not as a set of laws, but as a living, breathing harmony. The Tao is in the changing of seasons, the cycle of day and night, the growth of a tree, the flow of water around stone. It's not something you can capture with logic or pin down with words. It's something you feel when you stop resisting and allow yourself to be part of the larger whole. Taoism teaches that most of our suffering comes from living out of step with this way. When we impose too much, force too much, cling too tightly, we create friction against life itself. But when we align with the Tao, when we allow ourselves to move with the natural flow, life becomes lighter, simpler, and more joyful. And this is why Taoism feels so relevant now, perhaps even more than it did 2,000 years ago. In a world obsessed with speed, control, and productivity, we've lost touch with flow, balance, and presence. We're so busy trying to conquer life that we've forgotten how to live it. Taoism reminds us that happiness is not found in constant striving, but in harmony. Harmony with ourselves, with others, and with the world around us. It doesn't ask us to withdraw from life, but to engage with it in a gentler, wiser way. Control. It feels like the one thing we must have to feel safe in the world. We wake up in the morning and almost immediately begin to plan, structure, and organize every detail of the day. There are alarms, schedules, calendars, and endless lists of tasks we believe will help us get a handle on life. Yet despite all this effort, how often do things really go according to plan? Traffic appears out of nowhere. Someone says something that upsets us. Technology fails at the worst moment. Or an unexpected event throws off our careful structure. The truth is, the more we try to tighten our grip, the more we realize how little power we actually have. And it's precisely this realization that life cannot be controlled that often feeds our anxiety. We keep pulling harder on the reins, yet the horse of life refuses to obey. Taoism understood this thousands of years ago. Lao Tzu, the legendary author of the Tao Te Ching, observed how human beings exhaust themselves in a desperate attempt to manage the world. His warning was blunt. Those who try to control the world ruin it. Control in his eyes was not only futile but destructive. the harder we force, the more damage we cause, not just to ourselves, but to the very world we're trying to shape. You can see this everywhere. The person who clings so tightly to their relationships that they smother them. The leader who tries to micromanage every detail until the organization collapses under the pressure. Or the perfectionist who spends so much time polishing every corner of their life that they never actually enjoy living it. In Taoist thought, control is like grabbing water with your hands. The tighter you squeeze, the less you hold. This teaching resonates powerfully with our modern reality. Anxiety has become one of the defining conditions of the 21st century, and much of it stems from our obsession with controlling outcomes. We try to manage our careers with ruthless precision, map out our futures in exact detail, and hold other people to impossible standards. We spend hours predicting, forecasting, and simulating what-if scenarios in our minds, believing that if we just plan well enough, nothing will surprise us. But life is not a computer program. It does not run on our code. This endless striving for control only leaves us drained and frustrated because life will always find a way to defy our scripts. Think of something as ordinary as the weather. We check forecasts, plan outfits, and schedule events around sunny days, only to find ourselves caught in unexpected rain. Or traffic. We leave early, plan our routes, even use advanced apps to avoid congestion. But a single accident can throw it all into chaos. Or consider other people. No matter how much we try to persuade, manipulate, or anticipate their actions, people will always remain unpredictable. Taoism's wisdom is not that planning is useless. It's that planning must never be confused with control. The moment we expect reality to bend to our will, we set ourselves up for suffering. Taoism suggests a different path. Loosen your grip. Instead of fighting to dominate every detail, learn to move with the currents of life. The river flows regardless of our demands. Our choice is whether to exhaust ourselves swimming against it or to discover the ease of floating along its path. This doesn't mean passivity or laziness. It doesn't mean we abandon goals or stop caring about the future. It means we hold our plans lightly, adjusting gracefully when life inevitably changes course. This attitude transforms anxiety into adaptability. Instead of resisting reality, we become flexible enough to dance with it. Imagine driving in heavy traffic. One person clenches the wheel, swears at every slowdown, and arrives at their destination exhausted and furious. Another accepts that traffic is part of the journey, turns on some music, and uses the time as a chance to breathe. Both people sit in the same traffic jam, but only one suffers. The difference isn't the situation, it's the mindset. Taoism teaches us to adopt this lighter touch with all of life. The world will continue to surprise us, whether we like it or not. But when we stop demanding that it always obey us, we begin to find a strange kind of peace. Much of our stress comes from confusing influence with control. We can influence many things, our habits, our mindset, the effort we put into our work, but we cannot control the results. The student can study diligently but cannot control the exam. The athlete can train hard but cannot control the weather on game day. The entrepreneur can plan carefully but cannot control the market. In Taoism, wisdom means knowing where your influence ends and where the uncontrollable begins. This awareness allows us to invest our energy wisely rather than wasting it on battles we cannot win. It is this lesson that makes Taoism a powerful antidote to anxiety. Anxiety thrives on the illusion that if we just think harder, worry more, and plan better, we can guarantee safety. But Taoism asks us to pause and reflect. What exactly are we trying to guarantee? Absolute certainty does not exist. Security is temporary. The more we cling to it, the more fragile it becomes. The Taoist approach is to release the illusion and embrace the flow. It's not about becoming careless, it's about caring in a way that doesn't destroy us. Try this simple daily practice. Before rushing into your day, ask yourself one question. What am I forcing today that I could let flow instead? Perhaps it's a conversation you're over-rehearsing in your head, a project you're trying to perfect beyond reason, or a situation you desperately want to control but can't. By identifying one area where you can soften your grip, you give yourself permission to breathe. Over time, this practice builds a mindset of trust. Instead of battling life, you learn to collaborate with it. Taoism doesn't promise that life will stop throwing challenges at you. Storms will come, plans will fail, people will surprise you. But it does promise that if you stop clinging so tightly, you will find the strength to bend without breaking. The irony is that true control, the ability to remain steady and calm, comes only when you give up the illusion of controlling everything else. And once you understand this, life becomes lighter. You stop drowning in your anxieties and instead learn to float on the current of the Tao. Wu Wei is one of the most misunderstood ideas in Taoism, yet it may also be the most liberating. At first glance, the phrase translates to non-action, and this often leads people to believe it's about laziness, passivity, or sitting around doing nothing. But this interpretation misses the mark entirely. Wu Wei is not about abandoning effort, it's about a different kind of effort. One that aligns itself so closely with the natural rhythm of life that it feels effortless. It is action without unnecessary struggle, movement without resistance, accomplishment without strain. Think of it not as doing nothing, but as doing without forcing. The Taoist masters often compared Wu Wei to the way a skilled martial artist fights. A novice may approach combat with rigid techniques, relying on sheer strength and force. They swing wildly, clench their muscles, and waste energy trying to overpower their opponent. But a master understands that strength without timing is useless. Instead of brute force, the master flows with the opponent's movements, striking only when the moment is right, and retreating when retreat brings advantage. Every action is precise, effortless, and almost graceful. From the outside, it looks easy, as if the master is barely trying. Yet this ease comes not from weakness, but from years of aligning body, mind, and spirit with the rhythm of the encounter. That is Wu Wei, the art of acting in harmony with the situation rather than fighting against it. Lao Tzu used the metaphor of water to explain this principle. Water is soft, yielding, and without shape, yet it flows around obstacles and eventually wears down even the hardest rock. It does not resist the mountain in its way, it simply flows around it. Over time, the mountain itself is shaped by the persistence of water. Water accomplishes its purpose without arrogance, without struggle, and without exhaustion. This is the essence of Wu Wei, achieving without forcing, succeeding without striving, winning without exhausting oneself in endless battles. Now contrast this with how most of us live today. Our culture glorifies hustle, productivity, and constant striving. We are told that if we're not grinding, we're falling behind. Every day is a race to prove our worth through endless tasks, goals, and achievements. This obsession with effort often leads to burnout. People push themselves past their limits, believing that sheer determination will bend life to their will. But the harder they push, the more resistance they encounter. Projects stall, relationships strain, and health deteriorates. It is as if life itself resists those who insist on forcing it. Wu Wei offers another path. Instead of constantly battling reality, we can learn to act with it. Imagine someone trying to row a boat upstream. Every stroke is exhausting, progress is slow, and frustration builds with each passing moment. Eventually, the rower collapses from fatigue. But if that same person turned the boat downstream, the river itself would carry them forward with far less effort. They would still need to steer, still need to make choices, but the journey would feel lighter, smoother, more natural. Wu Wei is about recognizing when you're rowing against the current of life and learning to let the river carry you instead. It's not about abandoning the oars, it's about rowing with wisdom. This principle applies in countless modern situations. Think of creativity. Writers who force words onto the page often produce clumsy work. Musicians who obsess over every note drain the life from their music. But when they let go of the need to control every detail and allow themselves to enter the flow of creation, the words, sounds, and ideas seem to arise effortlessly. Athletes call this being in the zone. Artists call it inspiration. Taoists call it Wu Wei. It is that state where action feels so natural that you forget you are acting at all. Or take decision making. Many people agonize endlessly over choices, paralyzed by the fear of making a mistake. They analyze, overthink, and consult every possible source of advice until their minds are cluttered and exhausted. Wu Wei suggests another way: pause, step back, and allow clarity to emerge. Often the best decisions are not those we force through excessive analysis, but those that arise naturally once we quiet the noise. In this way, Wu Wei is about trust. Trusting that life will reveal the right moment, trusting that our instincts will recognize it, and trusting that action taken in harmony will be more powerful than 1,000 forced efforts. This doesn't mean we stop working or abandon discipline. In fact, Wu Wei often demands great skill. Think of a calligrapher painting a stroke with effortless elegance. That stroke may appear spontaneous, but it is backed by years of practice. The mastery allows for ease. Without training, without preparation, effortless action is just carelessness. With mastery, effortless action becomes art. The Taoist sage does not deny the value of effort, they simply direct it differently. Effort goes into preparation, alignment, and awareness. Then, when the moment of action arrives, it flows without strain. There's a Taoist story about an archer. A beginner trembles with effort, straining to pull the bow, sweating over the target, desperate to hit the mark. But the master archer is calm. They breathe, they wait, they pull the bowstring with ease, and the arrow flies true. The difference is not in the strength of the arm, but in the presence of the mind. Wu Wei is that presence, a way of being where the right action arises without inner conflict. In daily life, applying Wu Wei means asking yourself, am I forcing this? Am I trying to bend this situation to my will, or am I aligning with what is already unfolding? This reflection helps us catch ourselves in moments of unnecessary struggle. Maybe it's the way we try to control a conversation, pushing our opinions too forcefully instead of listening. Maybe it's the way we obsess over making everything perfect at work, even when good enough would suffice. Or maybe it's the way we push our bodies beyond their limits, ignoring the signals of fatigue. Wu Wei teaches us that wisdom is not about doing more, but about knowing when to do less. Here's a simple exercise you can try. Before acting on something important, pause for a moment, take a breath. Ask yourself, am I forcing this or is this flowing? If it feels like forcing, step back, wait. Reconsider your approach. If it feels like flowing, natural, aligned, effortless, then move forward. This pause creates a space for wisdom to enter. It prevents you from acting out of desperation and allows you to act with clarity. Over time, this practice shifts your whole relationship with life. You begin to notice when you're swimming upstream unnecessarily, and you start seeking the currents that will carry you with less resistance. Wu Wei doesn't mean life will always be easy. Storms will still come, challenges will still arise, and effort will still be required. But it changes the quality of your effort. Instead of exhausting yourself fighting battles that don't need to be fought, you conserve your energy for the moments that truly matter. You become like the martial artist who knows when to strike and when to yield, when to advance and when to retreat. And in doing so, your life gains a rhythm, a balance, a grace that striving alone could never achieve. The power of Wu Wei lies in its paradox. The less you force, the more effective you become. The softer you move, the stronger you stand. The more you let go, the more you accomplish. It turns life from a constant struggle into a flowing dance. And when you learn to dance with life instead of wrestle it, you discover a kind of peace and joy that no amount of control or striving could ever give. Simplicity is one of the deepest treasures in Taoist wisdom, yet in modern times it's also one of the hardest things for people to embrace. Taoism teaches that when life is simple, it becomes clear. When we strip away what is unnecessary, we finally see what is essential. But our world is built on the opposite idea, that happiness comes from adding more. More possessions, more accomplishments, more connections, more experiences. We are bombarded with messages telling us that if we just buy the next thing, reach the next milestone, or collect more followers and recognition, then finally we'll feel fulfilled. Yet for all this accumulation, people are more anxious, restless, and dissatisfied than ever. Taoism reminds us that fulfillment doesn't come from piling on layers of more. It comes from peeling them away. The Taoist sages often spoke of returning to the uncarved block. Imagine a piece of wood before it has been carved into shapes or decorated with patterns. In its natural state, it is whole, simple, and unspoiled. This uncarved block represents our original nature, life before it becomes cluttered with complications, desires, and endless striving. In Taoist thought, wisdom is not about adding more to the block, but about returning to its original simplicity. The more we add layers of complexity, ambitions, possessions, labels, and distractions, the further we drift from the natural harmony of life. Simplicity brings us back. Think for a moment about how much of modern life revolves around accumulation. We are encouraged to own more clothes than we can wear, more devices than we can use, more commitments than we can fulfill. Our homes overflow with things, our calendars are crammed with appointments, and our minds are stuffed with information. And yet, despite all this abundance, people rarely feel satisfied. In fact, the more we own, the more we seem to want. The more we schedule, the busier we become. The more we consume, the emptier we feel. Taoism recognized this paradox long ago. Chasing excess creates lack, while embracing less creates contentment. There's a Taoist line that says, "He who knows that enough is enough will always have enough." It is not the person with the most possessions who feels rich, but the one who feels no lack. True wealth, from a Taoist perspective, is contentment with simplicity. This is a radical teaching in a world where entire economies are driven by the promise that happiness is always one purchase away. Consumerism thrives on dissatisfaction. It whispers in our ear that what we have is not enough, who we are is not enough, and the solution is always outside of us, waiting on a shelf or in an online cart. Taoism flips this story upside down. It tells us that what we already have can be enough if we learn to see it. Simplicity is not only about material possessions, though that's often where the journey begins. It is also about how we use our time and how we carry ourselves mentally. Consider schedules. Many people today feel constantly overwhelmed, not because they lack time, but because their time is scattered across too many commitments. Every day becomes a frantic rush from one obligation to the next, leaving little room for rest, reflection, or simply being. Taoism invites us to simplify our schedules, not as an act of laziness, but as an act of wisdom. When we do less, we can give more attention to what truly matters. A life filled with too many activities leaves no space for depth. A life simplified creates room for meaning. And then there is mental clutter. Just as a messy room makes it hard to focus, a cluttered mind prevents us from experiencing clarity. Overthinking, endless comparison, constant worry. These are forms of mental noise that keep us from peace. Taoist simplicity means clearing space not only in our homes and schedules, but also in our thoughts. It asks us, what beliefs, fears, or desires are we carrying that add no value to our lives? What could we let go of to feel lighter? Sometimes the greatest simplification is not external, but internal, learning to silence the unnecessary chatter of the mind. Imagine your life as a garden. Every possession, every commitment, every thought is a plant growing there. Some plants give fruit and beauty, but others are weeds, draining energy and crowding the space. If you never clear the weeds, the garden becomes chaotic, and soon even the healthy plants suffer. Taoist simplicity is like weeding the garden of your life. It is not about stripping everything away, but about creating space for what matters most to grow. This perspective can transform the way we approach everyday choices. Before buying something new, ask yourself, will this truly add value to my life, or will it just take up space? Before saying yes to another commitment, ask, will this nourish me, or will it scatter my energy further? Before indulging another round of anxious thoughts, ask, is this worry helping me, or is it just more noise? By asking these questions, you begin to practice simplicity in real time. A helpful way to start is with a small, practical exercise. Identify three things you can remove from your life this week to create more space. It could be as tangible as a pile of clothes you never wear, as structural as a recurring obligation that drains you, or as invisible as a toxic habit of overthinking. By intentionally removing what is unnecessary, you create room for clarity. Over time, this habit reshapes your relationship with life. You begin to see that happiness was never hiding in more. It was waiting in the quiet space of less. It's important to remember that simplicity doesn't mean deprivation. Taoist simplicity is not about living with nothing. It is about living with enough. It is not about rejecting beauty or comfort. It is about seeing beauty in what is already present. It is not about punishing yourself with austerity, it is about freeing yourself from burdens. When you embrace simplicity, you realize that the moments of true joy are often the simplest. Sharing a meal with someone you love, sitting quietly in nature, finishing a task with focus, or simply breathing without hurry. These are the kinds of moments Taoism calls us to notice, and they are often drowned out when life is too cluttered. In a culture that equates busyness with importance and possessions with status, choosing simplicity can feel countercultural, even rebellious. Yet it is precisely this rebellion that makes it powerful. When you choose less, you are no longer trapped by the endless chase for more. When you choose clarity, you are no longer at the mercy of noise. Taoism doesn't ask us to abandon the world, it asks us to participate in it with lightness. A simple life is not an empty life. It is a life full of space for meaning, for connection, for presence. The more you practice simplicity, the more you see its ripple effect. With fewer possessions, you spend less time maintaining them and more time living. With fewer commitments, you have more energy for the ones that matter. With fewer mental burdens, you experience more peace. Life itself begins to feel lighter, clearer, and more aligned with the Tao. The natural flow of existence. And perhaps that is the real secret. When we stop filling our lives with noise, we discover that happiness was never missing. It was simply hidden under the clutter. One of the most recognizable symbols in the world is the circle divided into black and white halves with a small dot of the opposite color in each side. This is the yin-yang, and it captures one of Taoism's most profound insights, that life is not made of absolute opposites, but of complementary forces that give meaning to each other. Yin is often associated with qualities like stillness, rest, softness, darkness, and receptivity. Yang, on the other hand, represents movement, activity, strength, light, and outward expression. At first glance, they may seem like opposites, but Taoism teaches us that they are not enemies. Instead, they are partners in a constant dance, each one incomplete without the other. Night is only meaningful in relation to day. Rest only restores us because of work. Silence deepens our appreciation of sound. The beauty of yin and yang lies not in their separation, but in their relationship. This relationship reminds us that life is not linear, but cyclical. In Western thinking, we often view life as a straight line, always moving forward, always chasing growth, always climbing towards some ultimate peak. But Taoism presents a different picture. Life moves in rhythms, like the waxing and waning of the moon, the turning of the seasons, the ebb and flow of tides. There is a time for expansion and a time for contraction, a time for activity and a time for rest. These cycles are not flaws or obstacles, but the very structure of existence. When we fight against them, we suffer. When we align with them, we find balance. To live in harmony with yin and yang is to recognize that no single mode of being can dominate forever. To push endlessly toward one extreme is to invite its collapse into the other. We can see this imbalance clearly in modern life. The culture of hustle glorifies yang energy. Productivity, achievement, ambition, speed. We celebrate the grind, the late nights, the endless pursuit of more. But when yang dominates without yin to balance it, the result is burnout. People work themselves into exhaustion, neglect their health, and lose touch with their inner lives. On the other side of the spectrum, overstimulation from constant entertainment, technology, and consumer culture can drive people into numbness, a distorted yin where withdrawal becomes escapism rather than rest. In both cases, imbalance robs us of wholeness. Without balance, work becomes drudgery, rest becomes avoidance, play becomes addiction, and ambition becomes obsession. The wisdom of yin and yang is that each force carries the seed of the other. Within activity, there is the need for stillness. Within stillness, there is the potential for movement. The small dot of white inside the black and the small dot of black inside the white remind us that no state is pure and no state is permanent. Taoism teaches us not to cling to one side or reject the other, but to move gracefully between them as life requires. Just as breathing depends on both inhaling and exhaling, so too does living depend on both yin and yang. Applying this to daily life begins with awareness. Think about your relationship with work and rest. Do you swing too heavily toward constant effort, believing that pausing makes you unworthy or lazy? Or do you lean too far toward avoidance, letting fear of effort keep you from growth? Balance means respecting both sides. Work is noble when it creates meaning and provides service, but it becomes destructive when it consumes every moment of your day. Rest is restorative when it allows healing and reflection, but it becomes harmful when it turns into endless procrastination. To honor yin and yang is to see both as essential parts of the same whole. The same balance applies to ambition and play. Ambition drives us to grow, to push boundaries, to create. But ambition without play turns life into a relentless chase, where joy is postponed to some distant future. Play, on the other hand, brings lightness, spontaneity, and creativity. It reminds us that not every moment needs to be productive to be valuable. Yet play without ambition risks stagnation, where we drift without direction. Taoist wisdom asks us to blend the two, pursue goals with seriousness, but never lose the ability to laugh, to rest, to enjoy the simple pleasures of life. Balance also matters in our relationships with others. Yang energy is often outward, giving, speaking, acting, expressing. Yin energy is inward, listening, receiving, observing, nurturing. Healthy relationships require both. Too much yang and you dominate, failing to hear others. Too much yin and you lose yourself, absorbing the desires of others while neglecting your own. Harmony comes when we learn when to speak and when to listen, when to lead and when to follow, when to give and when to receive. Taoism shows us that self and others are not in competition, but in a relationship, just like yin and yang. When we cultivate balance, our connections grow deeper and more authentic. Yin-yang balance can also be seen in how we treat our bodies and minds. Exercise, movement, and challenge are yang qualities. Rest, recovery, and nourishment are yin. A body trained without recovery breaks down. A mind pushed without rest collapses into stress. Yet too much stillness creates weakness and stagnation. Balance is not about finding a perfect midpoint at all times, but about respecting the rhythm of both. There are days when pushing yourself is necessary, and days when stepping back is wisdom. Taoism encourages us to feel into those cycles and honor them, rather than imposing artificial schedules that ignore our nature. To bring this principle into practice, try an exercise of awareness. At the end of each day, reflect on how much of your energy was in yin and how much was in yang. Were you mostly active, outward, striving, or were you mostly resting, receiving, withdrawing? Ask yourself, did I live today in balance or did I lean too far into one side? This simple act of noticing can reveal patterns. Perhaps you'll find that 5 days in a row were dominated by yang energy. Endless work, constant doing. That may explain the fatigue you feel. Or maybe you'll notice too many days of yin energy, inactivity, avoidance, retreat, and realize it's time to re-engage with the world. By observing your balance, you begin to realign with the natural cycles Taoism points to. The wisdom of yin and yang also helps us accept change. Nothing lasts forever. High energy gives way to low, joy cycles into sorrow, growth slows into decline. This is not failure, it is life. To cling to one side, to demand that summer never end or that joy never fade, is to resist the very rhythm that sustains the world. Taoism teaches us to honor these transitions. Winter prepares the ground for spring. Night allows the body to rest for the day. Sorrow deepens our capacity for joy. Every cycle contains its opposite, waiting to emerge. When we stop fearing these changes, we learn to live in harmony with them. Ultimately, yin and yang invite us to see wholeness where our culture often sees division. We are told to always be active, always be productive, always be growing. But Taoism whispers that rest, reflection, and stillness are just as sacred. We are told to choose between ambition and joy, between self and others, between strength and softness. Taoism shows us that we don't have to choose. We can hold both in balance. The circle of yin and yang is not split down the middle as a line of conflict. It curves in a way that shows motion, interconnection, and flow. Life itself is a dance of these two energies, and our task is not to suppress one, but to move gracefully with both. When we begin to honor this dance, we discover a deeper peace. Work no longer feels like slavery because it is balanced with genuine rest. Rest no longer feels like guilt because it is balanced with meaningful effort. Ambition no longer feels like endless striving because it is balanced with joy. Play no longer feels empty because it is balanced with purpose. By living with yin and yang, we rediscover harmony, not by forcing life into one extreme, but by allowing it to cycle naturally between its complementary halves. Water is one of the most powerful teachers in Taoism. At first glance, it seems weak, soft, and yielding. You can scoop it up with your hands, spill it on the ground, or pour it from one container into another. It has no fixed form, no sharp edges, nothing about it that seems strong in the way we usually imagine strength. Yet Lao Tzu tells us, Nothing in the world is softer than water, yet it overcomes the hard. Think about what that means. Water wears down mountains, carves valleys, shapes landscapes, and nourishes all life. It does this not by force, but by patience and persistence. It doesn't resist obstacles head on, it flows around them. It doesn't demand to be one shape, it adapts to whatever vessel it enters. Water demonstrates a paradoxical kind of strength, the strength that comes not from rigidity, but from flexibility. This image of water is more than poetry. It is a guide for living. Taoism invites us to adopt the qualities of water in our daily lives. To be soft but enduring, yielding but unstoppable, adaptable but powerful. Water never breaks because it never insists on being rigid. When it meets resistance, it bends. When it encounters barriers, it finds another path. Over time, what appears soft proves stronger than what appears hard. The rock may resist for a while, but eventually, the water shapes it. This is a radical lesson, especially in modern culture, where we're often taught to be unbending, to hold firm, to resist change. Taoism suggests that real resilience doesn't come from hardness, it comes from the ability to flow. Modern life, however, often drives us toward the opposite of this wisdom. We are encouraged to cling tightly to plans, to craft rigid identities, to perfect every detail of our careers, relationships, and goals. From an early age, we're told to figure out what we want to be and to pursue it without compromise. Perfectionism and rigidity are praised as virtues. But what happens when life refuses to fit into our carefully drawn lines? A plan falls apart, a relationship changes, a career path crumbles. If we are too rigid, these shifts break us. Like brittle glass, we shatter under pressure. Rigidity may give us the illusion of strength, but it is fragile strength. Strength that cannot survive the unexpected. Consider how this plays out in careers. Many people decide at a young age what they want to be, and they cling to that decision for decades. Even when the job drains them, or the industry collapses, or their passions change, they resist adapting because they fear letting go of the plan. Others define success so narrowly, a certain title, a certain salary, a certain image, that when life doesn't deliver exactly that, they spiral into despair. Taoism offers a different path. Be like water. Flow into new opportunities. Adapt to new circumstances. Allow yourself to change shape without losing your essence. Just as water can be a river, a lake, or a drop of rain, you too can take different forms at different times without ceasing to be yourself. The same principle applies in relationships. Often we enter relationships with fixed ideas of how they should be. We expect people to meet certain standards, behave in certain ways, or fulfill certain roles. When they don't, we push harder, trying to bend them into our mold. But people are not rocks to be carved, they are rivers flowing in their own direction. Rigidity in relationships creates conflict, resentment, and disappointment. Flexibility, on the other hand, allows us to adapt to each other's changes, to flow with the natural rhythm of growth, and to find harmony even when life doesn't follow our script. Flexibility doesn't mean losing yourself, it means adjusting without breaking, shifting without resistance, and recognizing that love itself is more fluid than rigid expectations. Identity, too, benefits from this lesson. In the modern world, identity is often treated as something solid and unchanging. We are pressured to define ourselves in terms of career, personality, or social status. But Taoism reminds us that identity is more like water than stone. Who you are at 20 is not who you are at 40, and who you are at 40 is not who you will be at 70. Clinging to a rigid sense of self can make you fearful of growth and resistant to change. But if you allow yourself to be like water, you realize that transformation is not a loss, but a natural flow. You are not betraying yourself when you evolve. You are returning to the essence of life itself, which is constant change. Perfectionism is one of the clearest ways rigidity shows up in modern times. Perfectionism convinces us that unless something is flawless, it is worthless. We push ourselves endlessly, terrified of mistakes, ashamed of imperfection. But perfectionism is brittle. It cannot handle failure, and it leaves no room for spontaneity. Taoist wisdom shows us that water doesn't need to be perfect to be powerful. It doesn't flow in straight lines or symmetrical patterns. Its beauty lies in its adaptability, in its willingness to move wherever gravity takes it. When we adopt this perspective, we stop demanding perfection from ourselves and others. Instead, we learn to value progress, flow, and the natural unfolding of events. Think of how different life feels when you embrace flexibility. Obstacles become less intimidating because you know you can move around them. Failures become less devastating because you know you can change direction. Unexpected changes become less frightening because you trust your ability to adapt. This is the resilience of water, not to avoid challenges, but to meet them with softness. Water does not conquer the rock by smashing into it with force. It conquers by patiently flowing around it until the rock itself yields. The lesson is clear. In the long run, flexibility outlasts rigidity. To begin practicing this lesson, try a simple reflection exercise. Ask yourself, where am I being rigid? How can I become like water here? Maybe it's in your career, where you're clinging to a plan that no longer excites you. Maybe it's in a relationship, where you expect someone to behave exactly as you want instead of accepting them as they are. Maybe it's in your own self-image, where you resist changing because you fear what others might think. Wherever you find rigidity, look for ways to soften, to adapt, to flow. You don't need to abandon your values or your direction. You only need to release the demand that life must unfold exactly according to your script. The beauty of being like water is that it doesn't mean passivity. Water is not weak. It moves mountains, sustains life, and survives every storm. But it does this without rigidity. It remains true to itself. Always water, always flowing, yet it takes on the shape of whatever it encounters. In the same way, you can remain true to your essence while adapting to the circumstances of your life. Flexibility is not about losing who you are. It's about allowing who you are to find new expressions. In the end, Taoism's lesson of water teaches us that strength and softness are not opposites. They are partners. True strength is not about resisting change, but about flowing with it. True softness is not about fragility, but about endurance. When you embody the qualities of water, you discover a kind of freedom that rigidity can never provide. The freedom to move, to adapt, to survive, and to thrive no matter what obstacles stand in your way. And in that freedom, you find not only resilience, but also peace. One of the deepest Taoist insights is that much of our suffering comes not from what happens to us, but from how tightly we cling to things we can never truly hold. Control, attachment, and grasping are illusions that promise security, but instead deliver anxiety and fear. We believe that if we just cling hard enough to relationships, possessions, reputations, or outcomes, then we will be safe from disappointment. But life constantly reminds us that nothing is permanent. People change, circumstances shift, success comes and goes, and the future cannot be guaranteed. When we resist this truth, we suffer. When we accept it, we find freedom. Detachment in Taoism is not about indifference or withdrawal from life. It is about loosening the grip that keeps us trapped, so we can flow with life instead of being dragged by it. Zhuangzi, one of the great Taoist sages, captured this wisdom with the story of the useless tree. In this tale, a carpenter sees a massive ancient tree that has lived for centuries. Its trunk is gnarled, its wood twisted and unsuitable for furniture or construction. The carpenter scoffs, saying the tree is useless because it cannot be shaped into anything valuable. But Zhuangzi points out that it is precisely this uselessness that has allowed the tree to survive. Other straight, useful trees have long since been cut down and turned into tools or houses, but this tree remains free and alive. Its uselessness is its freedom. This parable flips our modern values upside down. We often define our worth by how useful we are, how productive, efficient, or valuable we appear in the eyes of society. Social media amplifies this mindset, turning everything into a performance: how good we look, how successful we appear, how many likes and followers we can gather. But this constant striving to prove our value traps us. We cling to numbers, images, and comparisons that will never stop shifting. Like the carpenter, we mistake usefulness for worth. Taoism invites us to see things differently. Perhaps freedom comes not from being useful by society's standards, but from being free of the need to constantly prove ourselves. Clinging shows up in countless ways in modern life. We cling to outcomes, obsessing over whether our plans succeed or fail. We cling to identities, insisting we must always be the same person we once were. We cling to relationships, fearing abandonment or change. We even cling to control over our own emotions, demanding that we always feel happy, confident, and successful. But life does not obey these demands. The tighter we cling, the more fragile we become. A single setback can devastate us. A single rejection can feel like the end of the world. Taoism teaches that the only way to find lasting peace is to let go of this desperate need for control. Letting go does not mean carelessness. It does not mean giving up on goals, ignoring responsibilities, or neglecting people we love. It means shifting our relationship with outcomes. We can still act, strive, and care deeply, but we stop demanding that life must turn out exactly the way we want. We learn to accept impermanence as part of the natural flow of existence. Just as seasons change and rivers shift, so too do circumstances, emotions, and people. When we embrace this truth, we discover a freedom that control could never offer. One practical way to cultivate this Taoist detachment is through the breath. Breathing is the most basic rhythm of life, yet it also holds a profound lesson. Each inhale brings life-giving air, but if we tried to hold that breath forever, it would suffocate us. The exhale is necessary, a letting go that allows space for the next inhale. In the same way, clinging to people, possessions, or outcomes suffocates us. Freedom comes from learning to exhale, to release, to allow life to flow in cycles. Try this as a daily practice. When you breathe out, imagine letting go of one thing you are holding on to too tightly. It could be a fear, a desire, or an expectation. With each exhale, release your grip a little more. Over time, this practice trains the mind to let go with the same ease as the body releases air. Another powerful tool is reflection. Journaling allows us to shine a light on the hidden attachments we carry. Many of us cling unconsciously, not even realizing how much of our energy is spent holding on. To bring this into awareness, ask yourself, what am I holding on to that prevents me from flowing? Write down whatever comes to mind: a past mistake you can't forgive, a fear of failure, a rigid plan for the future, or an image of yourself you refuse to let change. Naming these attachments is the first step toward loosening their grip. Once you see them clearly, you can begin to ask, what would happen if I softened here? What freedom might I find if I let this go? Detachment is not about pushing people or things away. It is about holding them lightly. Imagine holding a bird in your hand. If you squeeze too tightly, you harm it. If you hold with an open palm, the bird can stay or fly, but either way you are at peace. This is the Taoist way: to love, work, and live fully, but without clinging. Relationships are healthier when we allow them to grow naturally, without demanding that they never change. Work is more fulfilling when we focus on the process rather than obsessing over the outcome. Life becomes lighter when we allow it to unfold without needing to script every detail. In the end, detachment gives us the very thing clinging promises but never delivers: freedom from fear. Fear arises because we are terrified of losing what we cling to. When we loosen our grip, the fear loses its power. We stop living in constant anxiety about what might go wrong because we accept that change and loss are part of life. This acceptance doesn't make us cold or unfeeling. It makes us resilient. We can love more deeply because we are not paralyzed by the fear of loss. We can live more fully because we are not suffocated by the need for control. Taoism's lesson of detachment reminds us that freedom is not found in having more, controlling more, or proving more. It is found in releasing the need to hold on. Just like the useless tree, we find strength not by conforming to rigid expectations, but by embracing our own natural way, free of the constant demand to prove our worth. Just like the breath, we find peace not by holding forever, but by learning to let go. In Taoism, there is a recurring theme that life is not a journey of constant accumulation, but one of return. We are not here to endlessly chase after more and more layers of identity, status, and possessions. We are here to rediscover what was always within us. Lao Tzu wrote, "Returning to the root is rest." At first, this may sound abstract, but its meaning is deeply practical. The root is our essence. The place beneath the noise, beneath the masks we wear, beneath the endless striving. To return to the root is to come back to authenticity, to simplicity, to the natural state of being. It is to find rest not in what we acquire, but in who we truly are when all the clutter falls away. In modern life, however, we are pulled in the opposite direction. Instead of returning to the source, we are constantly encouraged to build layers upon layers of identity. Think about how many roles you carry in a single day. Worker, friend, sibling, partner, creator, consumer, competitor. Each role demands a different performance, and each performance adds another mask. Social media amplifies this to an extreme. Online, we curate and project endless versions of ourselves, each designed to be validated by others. We live not just one life, but a dozen digital identities, and each one pulls us further from the root. This identity overload is exhausting. The more we cling to these shifting roles, the less we feel grounded in who we actually are. Taoism offers a powerful reminder. You do not need to become more. You need to return to the simplicity of being. Another obstacle is the ego, that restless voice that insists we are only as valuable as what we accomplish, own, or prove. The ego thrives on separation, me versus them, success versus failure, importance versus insignificance. It constantly pushes us to define ourselves against the world, which means we are always running, always comparing, always fearing what will happen if we stop. But the Tao teaches that the ego is not our root. Beneath it lies a quieter, more spacious self, one that does not need to compete or prove, one that simply is. To return to the source is to reconnect with this deeper self, the self that exists beyond the ego's demands. Distraction is another barrier that keeps us from returning to the root. Our world is designed to fragment attention. Notifications, entertainment, advertisements, and endless information flood our senses. Silence feels foreign, stillness feels uncomfortable. Many people can't sit quietly for even a few minutes without reaching for their phone or turning on some noise. Yet this constant distraction keeps us from hearing the deeper currents of our own being. Taoism emphasizes the value of silence, not as emptiness but as fullness, the space where life itself can be felt. In silence, we hear not the chatter of the world, but the quiet wisdom of the Tao moving through us. So how do we apply this Taoist teaching of return in our daily lives? The first step is simplicity. Returning to the root means letting go of the unnecessary and rediscovering the essential. This can be as practical as clearing space in your home or as profound as simplifying your inner world. When you strip away the distractions, what remains is closer to truth. Silence is another key. In silence, we stop chasing after every thought or stimulus and allow ourselves to simply be. This can be cultivated through meditation or simply by sitting quietly in nature without the need to fill the space with words or activity. Nature itself is one of the most powerful ways to return. When you walk in the woods, sit by a river, or watch the stars, you are reminded of rhythms older than any worry or ambition. You are reminded of the Tao, the way that flows beneath all things. A simple exercise to practice this is to sit in silence for 10 minutes. No music, no phone, no distraction. Just sit. At first, you may feel restless. Your mind may jump from one thought to another. You may feel uncomfortable, even irritated. But if you stay with it, something begins to shift. The resistance softens. The noise inside begins to settle. Beneath the surface chatter, you may feel a deeper calm, the presence of your root. This exercise may seem simple, even trivial, but it is a powerful way to return to yourself. The more you practice, the more you discover that beneath all the noise, there is a stillness that has always been there. Returning to the source also means embracing authenticity. Many people spend their lives pretending, playing roles to meet expectations, chasing images of success that aren't truly their own. This constant performance creates inner conflict. The Taoist way invites us to drop the masks and live in alignment with our true nature. This doesn't mean rejecting responsibilities or withdrawing from the world. It means showing up as yourself, without the need to distort who you are for approval. Authenticity is not something you add to yourself. It is what remains when you stop pretending. The beauty of returning to the root is that it brings a deep rest that striving never can. Striving always leaves us tired, because no achievement ever silences the hunger for more. But when you rest in your essence, you realize that you don't need to be more than what you already are. You don't need to grasp for validation. You don't need to prove your worth. You can act, create, love, and live from a place of wholeness rather than lack. This is the rest Lao Tzu speaks of, not mere physical rest, but a rest of the spirit, a return to the ground of being. In a world obsessed with constant forward motion, returning may seem counterintuitive. We are told to chase progress, to always look ahead, to define ourselves by the next milestone. Taoism reminds us that forward is not always the answer. Sometimes wisdom means turning inward, turning back, rediscovering the simplicity we lost along the way. Progress without return is hollow. Only by returning do we find the foundation to move forward with clarity and peace. When you learn to return to the source, life itself begins to feel lighter. The layers of identity, ego, and distraction no longer weigh you down. You begin to experience moments of presence. Eating a meal without rushing, walking without distraction, listening without the urge to respond. These moments reveal that happiness was never hiding in the future. It was always here, waiting beneath the noise. To return is not to lose, but to rediscover. It is not to escape, but to come home. In the end, Taoism's lesson of return is a call to wholeness. Beneath all the roles, ambitions, and distractions, you are already complete. The Tao flows through you as it flows through rivers, mountains, and stars. To return to the root is to remember this connection. It is to rest in the truth that you are part of something larger, something timeless, something beyond the grasp of the restless ego. And when you rest there, you discover a peace that no amount of striving can give.